Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year too. And I plan to be here on both of those days. I'm going to be here Christmas Day, which is tomorrow. I'm going to be right here live and in person. I'm going to be here New Year's Day. I plan to be doing all that, just live and in person, as I have done for the last 10 years. We're in our 11th year now. Actually, this would be my 11th Christmas season. Now, as you know, some of these days, sometimes Christmas falls on the weekend, and so if it was on the weekend, I didn't do a Christmas Day show that day, that year, but I did the one before that, so and the Friday before that, and the Monday after that. So anyway, I'll be here this year. It is on Tuesday, and I will be here for our live Christmas Day show, just as I was on Thanksgiving and all the other holidays. Okay, I got some things I want to talk about with regard to the economy. I want to remind you, I want to take you back a little bit. Let's go back to 2000, fourth quarter 2000, the last quarter of the Clinton administration. I'm only bringing his name up just to give you a point of reference, not for any, there's no political agenda here. Just remember the fourth quarter of 2000, which was the year, the, you know, the month of the election, all that sort of thing. Okay. That quarter, there was a recession. That was the first quarter of the recession that we had, and I remember. Let me redefine what a recession is. A recession is two consecutive quarters with negative growth. And so, what happened? The fourth quarter of 2000, first quarter of 2001 was a recession. Now guess what? We didn't know that we had a recession until we were already out of it. That's right. We didn't know it was a recession until like May or June of 2001. We were a full quarter out of the recession before the numbers came in to show us that we actually were in one. Now let me tell you what was going on in those days. I was doing my show. I was talking to people all over the country. And in fourth quarter 2000, there were some freaky, scary things going on in the marketplace. There were some really scary things that people didn't expect, that were not really connected to any one thing. It was just generally not good news. But it was such a mild recession that we didn't even know we were in it until we were out of it. Now, my first recession that I remember was in 69. I got laid off. I was working part-time in a furniture store, working my way through college. I got laid off because there was a recession. We knew it was a recession. Let me tell you something, my friends. In those days, and all the way through the early 80s, when we had two in a row, back-to-back in a couple of years there, if you were in a recession in those days, you by golly knew you were in a recession. It was, you could feel it. You not only went into a recession, you stayed in it for a little while. There was none of this little, okay, oh, turns out we had a recession a while back and didn't even know it. None of that business. Well, let me tell you what, my friends, over the last few decades, so many things have happened to change the way we do our business, the way we manage our information, the way we manage our inventory, the way we manage our cash, our finances, the global business that we do these days, the global economy that we work in, all those things have contributed. Just-in-time inventory, did I mention that? Just-in-time inventory, meaning that you don't have inventory just in case, and it stays on your shelf. If you can't sell it, you're stuck with it. But just-in-time inventory, meaning it gets there about the time you're ready to sell it, maybe even after you've sold it. just-in-time inventory, one of the greatest things that the marketplace ever devised. Now that we have all this new capability in a global economy, ever since then, ever since the 83 recession, beginning in the early 90s when we had one there, a little one there, then we had another one, the one I just talked about a minute ago in the early part of this century, they get lighter and lighter. And there's a reason for it, ladies and gentlemen. There's a reason why it happens. It's because of all the things I just got through saying. Because we don't commit so deeply, and the way we manage our purchases and our inventory and the supply chains and all that is so much more efficient, infinitely more efficient than it was in the past. Because of all that, we don't get ourselves so deeply invested, so that when something slows down, we can't make some adjustments. And by being able to make those adjustments, which you're doing right now, and I'm doing right now, we all do every day, whether there's a recession or not, because we can make those adjustments, we don't get ourselves into such a big problem. We don't build ourselves dig ourselves into such a hole. And because our economy today is not dependent upon just the business that we do in the U.S. And think about this, folks. The rest of the world economy is doing pretty darn well. Some people are talking about a world economy growth over the next year of maybe 4% average. That's pretty darn strong. So, the United States... You used to say that when the United States sneezes, the rest of the world catches cold. Well, it's not so much like that anymore. And there are people who can see dangers in that, and I can follow them with that argument a little bit, but mostly it's a good thing, because we're intertwined globally, and when the United States falls off a little bit, the economy falls off a little bit, the rest of the world, if the rest of the world is growing, they're buying our stuff. So maybe your next door neighbor is not going to buy your stuff, but maybe your next country neighbor will buy your stuff, because their economy is doing okay. That's the way it works. That's the reason why one of the reasons why I am a strong advocate for globalization. So folks, what I'm trying to talk to you about, I'm trying to explain to you that even if a recession is in our future, and maybe even in our current, it's not going to be that big a deal, and we shouldn't get all worked up about it. I'm going to talk about this a little bit more when we come back. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. And balanced on the precipice, the moment must read. A little bit of Steely Dan for you there on this Christmas Eve. I like Steely Dan on Christmas Eve, don't you? Serious rock and roll. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, where you can find the show and the archives and lots of stuff there. The Brain Trust members, subscribe to my free newsletter, check out our blog, all kinds of stuff there that'll help you. And things going way back. I mean, things that we've had for years, but it's still good information. You know, the fundamentals don't change, ladies and gentlemen. The fundamentals don't change. And so I hope you use it to your advantage. And also, don't forget to check out askjim.biz, askjim.biz. That's where you can find small business answers right now. I'm talking about the economy. I'm trying to talk you down off the ledge. I'm trying to make sure that you don't get too worked up and that we don't talk ourselves into a recession. You know, did you hear what Mary Contando said in the last hour? The last hour I was talking to Mary about, she has a lot of women business owner clients, people she works with to help them grow their business, these women. And I said, what are they telling you? She said, well, they're all right themselves. They had a great year and they want to be positive, but they talk to each other and everybody's reading the papers and listening to the talking heads on the networks. And they're kind of getting worried and being apprehensive, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I said, you know what that's called? That's called availability cascade. That's what it's called. It's where you allow other people, and especially the news media, to talk you into something. I mean, if it's the same kind of thing. If they started talking about head lice, and all they wanted to talk about was, you know, how we're all going to get head lice, I bet your head would start itching, wouldn't it? That's what happens. It's the same thing. And so, folks, we've got to be careful about this. I'm going to remind you something I said in the previous segment. I said last week or a week before. Even if there is a recession in our future, guess what, folks? There's a good chance it's going on right now. There is a chance. There's every chance that we literally are in the middle of a recession right now. Now think about that. What if that's the case? What if fourth quarter 2007 is the... Now we know it had to start this quarter because the third quarter... Think about this now, folks. Third quarter 07 was a 4.9 growth. I think it was. Was it 4.9? Yeah. Growth in the third quarter of 07 was 4.6%. That's so far away from a recession, it's not funny. So that we're going to go from that to a recession? Well, guess what? It could be that fourth quarter, because of all of the housing situation, which really landed full blast in the fourth quarter, it's possible that we're in a recession right now. So think about this now. Here you and I are wringing our hands over, are we going into recession? Are we going into recession? And we make all these decisions that might be negative when we didn't have to because we're actually already in a recession. And then you know, first quarter of any year is probably one of the worst quarters. I mean, you know, January, February is rough on retail. You're getting a year started. People are making decisions. First quarter... I've never thought the first quarter was especially a romp and stomping quarter. So it's kind of the stepchild of the year anyway. And so here we come. So let's say that we have a slow first quarter. Guess what, folks? We could already be halfway through a recession right now, not even know it, and we're wringing our hands about whether we're going to go into one. And we're already in one. What's the purpose? Why would we do that? And let me tell you something else. So what? So what if we're going into a recession? I mean that. So what? What are you going to be doing a year from now? What are you going to be doing 2 years from now? Are you planning on being a business owner 2 years from now? I am. A year from now, I am. 6 months from now, I am. So what does this recession mean? What does it mean to you? You're already able to manage your cash very efficiently. You're already able to manage your inventory very efficiently. You've already got your payroll tight as a bark on a tree, right? Who are you going to lay off? Who are you going to lay off and still operate your business? This business that you're going to have a year from now. So what? Let's you know, quit worrying about it. And folks, you could say back to me, well, Blasting Game, why are you talking about it? And you know what? You'd have me. You'd nailed me. No, you got me. But guess what? The reason I'm talking about this, I'm trying to talk you off the ledge. Some of these other people are trying to put you on. Some of these people who don't understand Main Street, they don't understand the marketplace. They understand the markets in Wall Street. They don't understand the marketplace in Main Street. And I do, and you do. And you and I know that we're going to be fine because we believe in ourselves. Wall Street doesn't believe in anything. The markets, as they call it, doesn't believe in anything. If they did, they wouldn't have 200, 300 point gyrations in one day and not know what's going to happen tomorrow. And you and I believe in something. We believe in ourselves. We believe in the marketplace. We're the original. You and I are the original. Wall Street is a derivative of us. And so don't listen to those guys. Believe in yourself. Listen to yourself. Listen to your customers. And we're going to be fine. 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.